Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. The FBI is now offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the person responsible for shooting and killing a 12-year-old girl in Milwaukee this year. The agency just made the announcement today. The person fired numerous shots into a house near 73rd and Fairmount on June 13th. 12-year-old Marvea Darby was hit by one of those bullets while she was sleeping. She was hit in the head and killed. Investigators believe a silver or gray SUV may have been involved. Anyone with tips can call the Milwaukee Police Department, the FBI Milwaukee Field Office, or you can submit a tip online through the FBI. But once again, that is new today. The FBI now offering a $10,000 reward.
Number two, new details surrounding the Louvre heist, including a security lapse.
There were, we're told, not enough screens in the control room for the guards to view all the sensitive camera points simultaneously. That weakness was highlighted earlier this year in a museum audit, but not addressed. And check this, there were 5 audits of the Louvre over the last decade. This morning's review by a government watchdog said if police and private security guards had have been alerted just 30 seconds earlier, then they could have stopped the robbers escaping.
It probably should have read another security lapse instead of a security lapse. It seems to be one of many. That was ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge outside the museum. So to summarize, thieves were able to jack over $100 million worth of jewels from the Louvre due to unmonitored cameras.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
Insufficient equipment, obsolete equipment, security audits that were totally ignored, and weak passwords such as Louvre. That's the all-timer for me.
That's like almost worse than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I put an exclamation point or something at the end of it. At least 7 people have been arrested in total, including the Core 4. There was a Core 4 group that's all been arrested. They executed the daylight robbery on scooters. It's just unbelievable. There already has been a movie on this. We talk about movies and how they kind of play off of real-life scenarios. Well, the movie came out earlier, and that was Ocean's 11. The jewels, by the way, have not been found. People believe they've been melted down and resold, created into something totally different. You wouldn't even be able to recognize it.
Ocean's 11, by the way, so good. Number three, with next year's midterm elections less than a year away, President Trump has started hitting the road to talk about a key issue on voters' minds these days, affordability. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand reports from the White House.
Recent CBS polling finds a disconnect between how President Trump talks about the economy and how Americans say they feel, something Democrats are seizing on ahead of next year's midterm elections.
Donald Trump and Republicans have done nothing to lower the high cost of living. Housing costs, out of control. Electricity costs, out of control. Childcare costs, out of control.
Democratic leaders have also warned of rising health care premiums with enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies set to expire at the end of the year. On Thursday, the Senate will vote on dueling proposals to address the issue.
Senate Democrats have put forward a 3-year extension on the enhanced COVID-era tax credits. Republicans have an alternative proposal to replace the subsidies with government-funded health savings accounts.